All right, what's going on, people? It's your boy Woozilla, and we back yet again with another episode of Thoroughbred Talks podcast. Let me make sure I got my music at a respectable level. You feel me? Let me go ahead with the go ahead real quick. Cause that whole jumping, you dig what I'm saying? But let me go ahead and make sure I got the correct episode. Because y'all know I don't be keeping up with this, whether it be my podcast or RTG podcast. One day I'll get better at it. But until then, y'all gonna have to deal with me looking for which episode I'm on. We are on episode 31. You dig what I'm saying? Now, we got some things to talk about. And you know the crazy thing was? I was actually planning on doing this podcast like a day or two ago. But I got caught up and whatnot. But we ain't gonna worry about that. But, just know, announcement-wise, Gamer Struggles coming back. I got Apex videos out the ass right now. If you ain't been coming to the live streams right now and watch me get carried by my boy Jordan, who is the sweatiest nigga I know, what are you doing with your life? You're missing out on greatness. Yeah, it's like that. But yeah, I got a bunch of stuff. Oh, new merch. I got the Woozilla Splat collection. You dig what I'm saying? That's teespring.com/Woozilla. Make sure you go peep and copy some of that merch. I got some more designs and whatnot coming along the pipeline as well. Also, a Run Those Games podcast will be recorded this Thursday as well at the time of me uploading this, which is now, Monday? So yeah, by this Thursday, we'll have a podcast recorded for that. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump on into this podcast, dog, because we got some things we got to talk about. First things first, the game that has taken the gaming community by storm, and I would have my glasses on right now, but I let them bitches in the bathroom while I wash my face, because I'd just be forgetting shit. But Splitgate. So this game has been out. Let me do my Googles real quick. This game's been out for a minute, but it just caught some type of popularity because it's now available. Yeah, it came out in 2019, so this game's like 2 years old, and it's been on PC for a minute, but the numbers apparently shot up to the 100 to 500k region because people are essentially sick of Warzone. And we're going to touch on Warzone a little bit too, because they tie together. Actually, the three games that I'm going to be talking about all tie together. But yeah, Splitgate is essentially when an arena shooter meets Portal. Because you basically shoot portals and travel around and whatnot, and it's an arena-based shooter. And it's very interesting. And I actually have the game on my PC. I just never booted it up because y'all know how I am with these games, dog. I find my 3 to 4 and I just stick with them joints, venture out for a little bit, then give those my attention and come back to what I know. I like what I like. Don't judge me. Fuck you. But yeah, so Splitgate has taken the community by storm because it's available, I think, on PS5, PS4, and whatnot. In beta and things like that. I'm pretty sure they're going to be pulling Fortnite and it's in beta and whatnot because, you can avoid, illegal troubles because of that. But, yeah, I actually have Splitgate on my computer. I never played it, though. But yeah, people, a lot of popular streamers are, playing the game. Even people who just, were dedicated to playing Warzone are now going to play Splitgate. And Splitgate already has a anti-cheat, something that Warzone doesn't have. As well as the devs are, actively working on, beefing up the servers and whatnot to make sure that the game actually does run properly and things like that. Because people were having an issue logging in. Because it's seen such an influx of new players coming in because, they all ventured off from other games to play this one because the hype built around it. And, yeah, so now everybody's basically going to play Splitgate. So, kudos Splitgate because, it's nice that, I think it is an indie game. Now I think about it. Hold on, let me do my Googles real quick. But if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure. Yes, the publisher is 1047 Games. And I've never heard of this company in my life, so I'm pretty sure this is an indie game. So kudos to them. And I think they actually got investors and whatnot in their game to actually boost servers and add more content to it. And along the lines, they're going to have some type of battle pass with it. You can't escape battle passes. They're literally entwined, in every multiplayer game we play now. So, whatever. it's just good to know that, you know, we have other options for shooters out there. And, you know, Call of Duty is kind of slipping now. But another game that I need to talk about is this Halo Infinite. So recently they actually did a gameplay, like little alpha reveal test thing with the devs. And I think even a beta is coming out pretty soon as well. Like, they're sending out codes to people and whatnot about it. I didn't get one, but whatever. But the gameplay for it, I'm not going to hold you, it looks smooth as hell. And if I haven't said it already, the game's going to feature bots and whatnot, but the bots basically play like actual people. And what I mean by that, they actually like teabag and whatnot, like when you play. Like, here's actually some gameplay. It's an hour long, but I'm not going to let the whole hour play. Make sure y'all sub to MK Ice and Fire, because this is the channel that we're watching it from. Let me turn this shit down, but here we go. Yeah, this is the gameplay right here. And like, the bots can at times be just kind of standing there and just looking at you. It's a bot thing, but they will actually, like, you know, strafe and things like that. And my, like I said, the funniest thing to me is if they kill you, they will teabag you. That's goated. Also, go back to teabagging. I'm sorry, this podcast be everywhere. Make sure you share this thing on it on all platforms, rated 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Anyways, Splitgate actually keeps track of how many enemies you teabag. So if that gives you any other reason to play the game, there you have it. But yeah, as far as the gameplay, it still looks grounded like a Halo, but it seems like it did advance a little bit. People didn't like the jetpacking and whatnot. I don't remember seeing that when I was watching this, because I was in and out, because I was in somebody else's stream too. But like, the strafing and whatnot is there, as well as they implemented a slide, but like, there's no boosting, and it's still as floaty, and it still has like that arena shooter feel to it. Not to mention, there are inklings and rumors that this game is going to get a BR. I pray to God it doesn't, because Halo does not need one. But at this point, BRs in every game are just can't be escaped, and I have no idea why, but whatever. But the gameplay looks smooth, and it's still, I think you are able to aim down the sights again, I think. But nobody really aims down the sights no more. Everybody, you know, hip fires, because that's how you played the game. But like I said, the gameplay looks smooth, the graphics look great, and it actually ran a lot better than I was expecting. Granted, you know, if they're going to have like these little alpha and these showings and whatnot, they're going to show their best stuff. But like I said, I will say, gameplay wise, this game looked good, and I'm actually looking forward to it. And all this goes into my next topic, and I know I'm getting through a lot of these topics pretty fast. Y'all gotta excuse me. I kind of wanted to just tie this all into one big subject. So Warzone, if you remember previously on the Run Those Games podcast, make sure you listen to that thing. Link will be in the description box. We talked about Warzone and its hacking problem. Warzone is literally, or actually still is, it's literally one of the biggest BRs on the market. Like, the big three is literally Apex, Fortnite, and Warzone, right? It's just those three. Well, I'm not gonna say it's just those three, but those are like the main ones, right? Because people can be like, oh, you got PUBG. Ain't nobody really worried about PUBG. You don't really hear shit about PUBG no more. But the problem is, Warzone has seen a complete and total just lack of regard or care. And I don't really want to put it on the devs, because I think that they would want to put an anti-cheat in their game, but it's either they don't get the funding, or, you know, they're just, I'm not gonna say they're not getting the funding, but it's just not on their priority list, because, you know, the suits or whatever run everything. So if they say that they don't care, just put out more content, more battle pass stuff, more, you know, skins, more this, that, and the third. They're gonna focus on that, not focus on actually the core mechanic of the game. And this all goes to say one thing: Warzone doesn't have an anti-cheat. And if you don't know what an anti-cheat is, I'm gonna make it as easy as possible for you to understand. An anti-cheat in a multiplayer game basically makes it difficult, not impossible, but incredibly difficult for people to essentially hack the game and have an unfair advantage on the competition. So if you're wondering what I mean by a hack would be something like a wall hack. And if you want, this dude cannot aim. And if you're wondering what a wall hack is, matter of fact, I'm done watching this. Back to this. And if you're wondering what a wall hack is, right? A wall hack essentially means that, say that we're playing Call of Duty, and all y'all should know what Call of Duty is and maps, things like that. Say that I'm in a house, and there's no window so you can see where I'm at. A wall hack lets you see where I'm at through a wall. Simple. Or an aimbot, where you can lock on to my head from a distance and snipe me without even knowing where I am. But your shit just locks on to me. Basically, Warzone has that big of a hacking problem. It doesn't have an anti-cheat, which basically deters or prevents or makes it difficult to have hacks. So much so that you basically cannot get in a lobby without there being at least a couple hackers in your game. Got so bad that even popular Warzone streamers like TendaTapMan, Nick Merckx, and a whole bunch of others who were like prevalent and prominent Warzone streamers stopped streaming Warzone that much. They're all playing Apex because Apex actually has anti-cheat in it, and Apex, at least in my opinion, is the best VR in the market. Subject to opinion, but it's mine. But that game didn't have an anti-cheat in every game they ran into, and to give you perspective, Nick Merckx, Tim Tapman, things like that, they pull in like 20k to 60k viewers and whatnot in their live streams. And this is like in like their live streams, shit like that. So you can only imagine how many stream snipers are getting. Like, you know, like it, like the situation gets bad when it comes to stream sniping when they have people like that they know who stream snipe them like on a regular basis. And like just pull up, give them stuff, and or kill them on purpose, etc. Right? So people are really out here just hacking the game to pieces. And this is the bigger problem, right? Because I was on TikTok scrolling. This all ties together. And a dude literally ran into a hacker, and he was like, dude, what's the point of you even hacking? Like, for real, like, you can't just enjoy the game without hacks? And it was a kid, too. He was, like, at least 10, 12, somewhere in that region, because these hacks are not complicated to get no more. You can literally buy them, plug and play. You can plug and play hacks fast. You can plug and play actual video game. Let that simmer for a little bit. But he was like, no, I just use these hacks or whatever because I want to laugh at people in the hot mics or when I kill them. It was like, first off, kids are that damn pitiful. Are that gaming at this point, and people are that damn pitiful, because both kids and adults do it. They have to have hacks in order to win. And some people, like, I forgot what buddy's name was. He was like a hacker on Apex, Respawn got him to fuck about the paint. But people will just hack just to hack and just to ruin everybody else's fun. And Warzone has gotten to such a place where everybody's basically dropping that game, waiting for Halo to drop, Battlefield, so on and so forth, or playing Splitgate or Apex, because Warzone doesn't have anti-cheat to deter these cheaters. And they refuse to put one in. They're doing everything but putting in an anti-cheat. Like, they put something in, I forgot what it was called. They said, oh, they're trying to curate the profanity, that way it's not as toxic of a game. You're worried about toxicity in your game when you have literally people who are hacking your game so they can have unfair advantage. Worry about the shit that actually matters instead of people calling me bitch and shit like that. Because guess what I could do if somebody's calling me on my name? I could mute them or talk shit back. And I guarantee you, my shit's going to be better. I grew up in the MW2, Black Ops 1, you know, Halo 3 shit, you know, in them lobbies, the original Modern Warfare lobbies. You dig? I was in them trenches. So there's nothing you can't call me that I haven't been called already. And honestly, in this PC, you can't be mean to nobody era, I will hurt your fucking feelings. Like, let's be real here. Like, a lot of y'all... Let me... That's gonna be a whole damn rant, because a lot of y'all motherfuckers pussified, but we ain't gonna talk about it. Anyway. Yeah, so Warzone Call of Duty refused to add anti-cheat, but they got Season 5 literally around the corner coming in with, like, in the next 2 days, I think, or so like that. So I think this Friday is like that's when the new season starts. They're adding new weapons, a whole new roadmap, but no anti-cheat. As well as, in case you didn't know, apparently for Warzone, they're having a perk in the game that basically lets you see through walls. So instead of them adding an anti-cheat, they're gonna add in a perk that essentially helps you see people through walls. So they're basically gonna give you legal wall hacks to combat the illegal wall hacks, because that just makes sense, right, Activision? Company's fucking ass. And this also doesn't help them either, because if y'all didn't know, over at, I think it's Activision Blizzard, whatever, because I think Blizzard acquired Activision or Activision acquired Blizzard, one of the two, I think there was like a class action lawsuit or something like that. Hold up, a little quick Google search. Activision lawsuit. Ah, here we go. Activision Blizzard news culture of misbehavior fester before a lawsuit. So let's go ahead and lawsuit 2021. Look at Google. All right. So in case y'all didn't know, Activision Blizzard is some deep shit, because apparently, which is actually, if you really, I'm not gonna say if you think about it, but which is nuts because it fits the community of the game. Apparently they have a very frat boy type culture over there. It's so bad apparently that they're getting sued by California over the workplace culture. And the lawsuit basically says the gaming company were paying the women less, and they're getting paid less and basically getting discriminated against because they were females, as well as they were subjugated to sexual harassment and so on and so forth. I don't know if this is all set in stone as far as if all the allegations are true, but it's just one thing that has been consistent when it comes to these, you know, these heads and things like that. They be on some real weirdo shit. So yeah, basically the workers were boycotting and not working. They were having walkouts, people weren't playing their games and things of that sort. Basically, for once, voting with their wallets or showing them that gamers have power, more or less. It didn't do too much. People were still playing Overwatch that same day, but whatever. But yeah, they're getting sued by the city, by California, over the workplace culture. So they need to get their shit together, because they over here trying to nickel and dime the consumer and basically milk this Call of Duty thing dry. Meanwhile, they're getting sued over their workplace culture and they refuse to add an anti-cheat. So basically, you know, they can get the finger, because I don't care. I could go without playing Call of Duty. I haven't played that shit in like 2 months. At least like 2 months easily. I don't really care. That shit doesn't affect me, because I only played the multiplayer, which was barely tolerable because they put the Black Ops 2 maps in the game, which tells you a lot about this, about how they are in these past two iterations of Call of Duty. But they can't even add an anti-cheat for the community or for like the players that actually want to support this game. So I mean, but Activision has literally been voted the worst. I think they actually were the worst company this year out of like all of them, and EA has taken that title on multiple occasions. But I think Activision is gonna go ahead and take the cake for this one with this bullshit they pulling. So yep, Activision on their bullshit. Warzone's just god awful. Oh shit, excuse me, I hope I didn't hear that burp. Let me get a sip of this pineapple juice. Pineapple just be busting. All right. Next up. Damn, that was good. Fortnite. So apparently the player base on Fortnite decided to, I mean, not going to say decided, but apparently it took a dip. At least that's what some of these articles will tell you. Fortnite is still one of the biggest BRs and biggest games ever, because you could ask any 8-year-old up to like 15 if they play Fortnite. I guarantee you like at least 80% be like, yeah, I play Fortnite. I'm not playing that shit because I don't feel like getting built into a house and destroyed. I'm good. But apparently the player count has dipped, and now there's this like little think piece or this little article talking about how these concerts and whatnot are helping the game, because there was the Marshmallow concert, the Travis Scott concert, and now newsflash, news, Ariana Grande is now in Fortnite. I have no idea this woman's ever played Fortnite. I highly doubt it, because that doesn't seem like her type of forte of a game, because the shit just doesn't match. It just doesn't. I honestly think that she played Apex before Fortnite, but whatever. That's because Apex is the best. but yeah, Ariana Grande had her little, had a virtual concert in Fortnite, and you know, that got crazy views and things of that sort. As well as she has like two different skins in the game, and there's like this whole like all like little cinematic about it. And apparently, I gotta look this up, but I think Epic Games acquired Crunchyroll or something like that, or something. Hold on, let me see. Epic I said Eric. Jesus. Epic. Epic Games Naruto. Oh yeah. So word on these E streets is Epic Games apparently obtained the rights to Naruto. So it's possible, or more than likely, that we are going to see Naruto in Fortnite now. Epic Games is literally acquiring every piece and every type of like pop culture or and or cultural icon is going to basically input them in the game. And they almost got me. I almost bought Black Panther, the Joker, Kratos. They had a couple other skins I almost bought, and I don't really play that game at all to even justify me purchasing that. But because they're there, I want them. But like, I don't even play this shit. But yeah, Epic is literally trying to be the juggernaut, or like the game of all games that just has everything. And it's damn near happening, and it's damn near working. Because it, I think they got Naruto. I'm pretty sure I think they even got Master Chief. Yeah, so Naruto and Goku is not too far off. They get Vegeta in that damn game, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna have to go up to Epic, and we have to have a nice long conversation about why they need to relax. But yeah, Epic is basically just trying to own Earth at this point, at least as far as like gaming and skins go. It's kind of ridiculous when you think about it. But yeah, Ariana Grande's in the game. Go ahead and cop the skin. Oh yeah, I forgot they had a LeBron James to it too, and it had like the whole little Space Jam thing. But they was really trying to finesse people, because usually when you buy like these little bundles, they give you like the pickaxe, the character, and the little backpack thing. They didn't include the backpack. You had to pay for like the backpack separately, which was like another like $5. Yeah, that game's expensive. I'm cool. I'm actually curious. Let's do a little Google search. Who has the most skins on Fortnite? I'm genuinely curious. Who has the most skins in Fortnite? All right, so apparently some people have spent over $10,000 on this game. $10,000 American dollars on Fortnite. How the hell do you spend that much bread? And that was a video. I am cool. All right. Last bit of news, and hopefully this will get my channel beasted. I'm not even gonna play it. I'm a little scared, because I don't wanna do a reaction to this, and you know I ain't gonna risk it. Now, folks, Venom, Let There Be Carnage. The trailer finally released after a long minute of us waiting. And it looks incredible. Dog, Woody Harrelson as Carnage is dope, because he literally has that lifeless look in his eyes. Like he literally has that look of just, I don't really care. Like he has this stare right here. And it's the greatest thing ever, because there was one thing about Venom and Carnage by like the few comic books I read and things like that. Like Venom and Eddie are essentially like they're two separate entities. Like there's Venom and there's Eddie, and that's what I mean by like they're two separate. They work together, but they think differently. Like Eddie's, you know, obviously human, so he could like think differently than Venom does, and Venom's kind of like, you know, all gung-ho about some shit. Carnage and I forgot his actual name, and the damn, hold up, that's gonna make me mad, because I refuse to go to sleep on not knowing his name, because I forgot the actual character's name. I'm about to say Carnage and Woody. Not Carnage. Let There Be Carnage. What's Buddy name? Cletus. I didn't start with a C. I was gonna say Cornelius. Don't judge me. But yeah, Carnage and Cletus basically are one and the same, because the Carnage or the symbiote merges with Cletus so well that they basically say I am Carnage, whereas Venom and Brock say we are Venom. Which was something that like I like, because you really had to pay attention. I'm not gonna say we had to pay attention to it, because I mean any person who paid an ounce of attention would have noticed that. at least like to think, because Carnage embodied, not Carnage, but Venom embodied Eddie, whereas Carnage and Cletus basically just morphed. And I'm not gonna lie, he looks great. Like, I'm actually gonna show y'all. But yeah, here's a freaking god. But here's a picture right here. Like, right here, dog. Like, every screenshot looked dope. And the thing that I'm looking forward to the most with this movie, anyways, is mostly just the action sequence. The action sequences. Jesus Christ. Let me see. Let There Be Carnage. And this part right here of the movie, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, you see this shit? Like you see this? Because, like, if you really pay attention to this shit, right?
I am a predator.
Venom is essentially, like, doing what he do. Like, the thing is, Venom's not necessarily a villain, for real. He's, like, more so, like, an anti-hero, because he's actually done some good things, shit like that. Some. A lot.
I am a predator.
But Eddie's trying to, like, control him. And Venom's like, nigga, no. Doesn't that, nah.
I need to be free.
You have got to get control of your...
And...
Please, let me free.
Like, look at this.
I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me, please.
He breaks his nose, right? He breaks his nose right here and immediately fixes it and then breaks that hoe again. Like, you could really see like their dynamic changing a little bit, because Carnage or Venom wants to essentially be free and do his thing, but Eddie's like, dog, if we keep doing this, they're going to hunt us and come after us. He's all like, I don't care, right? And you got this character right here, Cletus, who's a serial killer, who ends up getting the symbiote by biting Eddie, and then becoming Carnage. And like I said, the two of them basically work, are one and the same, because if you pay attention right here, you see that it's not like covering him like a jacket or something like that, or like a suit of some sort. It's literally morphing his body. And it is incredible to see this type of stuff, because not only are these superhero movies fantastic, as y'all know now, the only thing I really want is for this movie to have an R rating, because I think it still has a PG-13, but it has a scene like this in it. But it's a PG-13 movie where he literally sticking his tongue down this man's throat and possibly eating his intestines from the inside out. Like, bro, you can't tell me this movie should have a damn PG-13 rating. It shouldn't. Because Carnage, by the way, is stronger than Venom. And a lot crazier, gives less of a fuck by a long shot. And, like, you got so many good shots on this, bro. Like, I can't wait to watch this movie. This trailer did everything, and it got me excited to watch this. And not to mention, when you get something like this, right? Like, watch this. Like, look at this right here, right? Like, you see? Like, you see their friendship kind of change a little bit, or at least, like, the dynamic of, like, it still being funny. Like, Venom's like, I'm only gonna do so much for you, but I ain't gonna lie to you. You gotta hold this one.
That is a red one.
You need to come out right now. I will let you eat everybody.
Promise.
I promise.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bro, you can't. How can you not love this?
Benny.
Like, straight up.
You feel like home to me.
Like, how can you not love this movie, G? Or not already want to see this movie? And then, like, look at this shit. Right?
Oh, wow.
Like peep game on this.
That was going to be us.
I am happy for you.
No!
Guys, I'm sorry.
Not sorry.
Steven, some serious couples.
Like, G, that movie looks incredible. And I cannot wait to see that shit. Because first off, Spider-Man, literally one of my all-time favorite superheroes. Next to Black Panther. The more I've read about Black Panther since the movie and whatnot, he's probably one of the most broken superheroes of all time. We're not going to talk about that. But this movie right here, bro, just mwah. Just mwah. I want it. I want it. Like, if I get an early bootleg Japanese copy, I'd fuck around and watch that bitch. Like, that movie looked dumb good, because it's really showing the two differences between Venom and Carnage. It's showing the difference. Like, Venom can get painted as, excuse me, you know, the ultimate villain, but then you see somebody like Carnage who literally just wants to just kill. His own entire objective is literally just Carnage. Just eradicate everything. This nigga threw, in the comic books, used a baby and threw it out of a building as a diversion. Venom may never do no shit like that. Venom, like, he'll do some foul shit, but he'll fight the greater evil too, though. Carnage will be like, oh, there's somebody stronger than me? I'm gonna kill him and you. Like, bro, I want this movie right now. I want this movie. And I suggest y'all watch that trailer, because I'm not gonna lie, I watched the trailer at least 15, 30 times, easy. And I find something, I'm not gonna say I find something new, but I enjoy it every damn time. And that's because the one thing I can really say that I appreciate about what they're doing with, at least what I think, who is it, Sony? What Sony's doing, like, with this whole Venom thing, and what I think they did really well in the first one, is show the connection between Eddie and Venom. Because they really could have fucked that up. They honestly could have fucked that one up. But it really shows the dynamic between the two, and kind of like how they work together as a team, more or less. Like how they work as a team. Because they really could have just made it like Venom's just a hothead, he's a villain, blah, blah, blah. But it's kind of painting him in like in a different light a little bit. Because like in the comics, whatever, the symbiote's actually obsessed with Spider-Man and wants to connect with him again. But it fucks with Brock a little bit. It's like, all right, I'll use you. But it's really showing just like that bond they have, where it's kind of like you got your older brother, and then you got your hothead like little brother, or you got your older brother, you got your younger brother, and your hothead older brother. Kind of dope. I ain't gonna lie. I'm really looking forward to the movie. G. It comes out this fall. Which I don't know. I think it's my birthday in the fall. No, my birthday. Actually coming out next year then. No, it's coming out later this year then. It has to. Oh well, either way, I'm watching this shit day one. I'm excited for it. Also, Shang-Chi comes out, or I forgot what that fucking movie called or how to pronounce it, but that movie's coming out as well. But I'll be honest, I've never been a big fan of like Doctor Strange and that whole thing. The only thing about that movie that makes me want to watch it is the fact that Abomination is back. But I can't get excited for it, because I know that the Hulk that I like, because don't get me wrong, Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk was cool, but that actor who played the Hulk, the second one, in my opinion, was the best one. That Hulk is still my favorite Hulk, bar none. That's still my favorite one. But like, I would want to watch this for that Abomination thing, but other than that, I don't really care too much. But this Let There Be Carnage joint, oh, I'm watching that, and trust and believe, when I do watch it, there's gonna be a review on it. I'm gonna bring y'all a review of Suicide Squad, because I did watch that, but I didn't want to put all that in one video or in one podcast. We're gonna save that, because there's also, I think, some other stuff coming out this week, like news wise if I remember correctly, that I gotta cover. So we're gonna talk about that. My last bit of news, ESBC. So that is, I think it's like Esports Boxing Club or something like that. Let me see if I can find the actual, have questions, and my own video started playing. That's tough. But yeah, peep game on this. Now, we all know good and damn well that we're not going to see another Fortnite. I looked at my damn shit. We're not going to see another Fight Night for years, because there's so many damn I'm not going to say obligation, but so much BS that they have to do, like, to get approved, because there's so many different like belts and organizations, things like that, they got to go through. And on top of that, everybody want Mayweather in the game, but you know good and damn well he will want half of the damn proceeds, or the half of the profits from that game, and EA ain't gonna give nobody half a shit. But this game right here, I think this was a independently developed game, and graphically look good. And the gameplay don't look too bad either.
This video.
Now, they cover the movement. They cover the movement, the controllers. I said the controllers. The controls and everything like that. And one of the things that they were talking about in this game that I remember was how you got to time your shots. You can't throw a whole bunch of big shots and expect one to land and get rewarded for it. Because if you slip it and you get caught, lights going out. The one thing I will say is I like how the ref is actually tangible. like if you pay attention right here, the ref isn't taking up too much camera time and nor is really focusing on it or focusing on him, kind of like how how the ref can get in the way and block your shots or whatnot. So they basically make him like see through so you can see what shots are being thrown, as well as I like how like the camera just pans out, and I like how they're focusing a lot on like the fighters themselves, not too much as like the crowd and whatnot, because I can only imagine how much, you know, development bullshit that can be. But like they focus like on like the immediate shit, and when you get close, that's when the camera really zooms in and you have to really pay attention to what the hell you're doing. You have to pay attention to what you're doing. But the characters actually bounce around and stuff like that, so it doesn't look you'll be flat-footed. And on top of that, I think that will be mostly based on your fighting style as well, which is good. Like, and another little thing I forgot to mention, it focuses on your beats per minute. And it has like a little thing right here, like a little shot indicator, lets you know where you're taking damage from. The beats per minute, I'm not gonna lie, that's definitely a real interesting mechanic, because it could show you if like your fighter's like panicking or something like that. Because one thing that they teach you, at least in combat sports like that, is like breath control, because you don't want to be the whole time and throwing shots. Like, this looks dope, and like that, like something like that, something as easy as this, like look, he throws a shot and weaves that thing, and you see like the camera panned over to it too, so he can throw a counter. It's like the little things like that, and you could like weave, jump forward, shit like that. Like look how he's dodging the punches, and you see he got caught a little bit, his head turned, see him throwing counter shots, and them shits is adding up. Cause now look, his beats per minute are going up, cause he's taking damage. Like you see, and his stamina is getting annihilated right now. So I don't think this game has an official release date to my knowledge, but I will say I can't wait for this, cause this is featuring boxers, cause it's showing you right here, like Roy Jones Jr., Vital Klitschko, Jack Johnson, and I think a couple more. So I would suggest y'all keep your eye out, because considering we're never going to see Fight Night for like another 5-10 years probably, this is going to be a great alternative. And I can see a lot of people streaming having fun with this game. But yeah, I would just suggest keep your eye on that thing, because that gameplay looked good. And like the graphically, it was crazy though, because it looked mad real. Granted, the punching a little bit could use fluidity to it, but I mean, I'm not going to expect picture perfect. I'm gonna expect, you know, as realistic as possible, just as possible. I'm not gonna be like, oh, if I throw a punch, know what I'm saying, and I throw that thing and it get caught on his glove, then I should be able to bring the gloves down. No, I'm not expecting all that. That'd be fucking dumb, and I guarantee people will find a way to exploit that. Don't even want to think about that. But overall, that game looks immaculate, and I'm looking forward to actually getting my hands on it, because I know they're going to have some type of beta or something for it. So, that's all I got on my show notes for this podcast today, folks. I appreciate y'all listening and rocking with your boy. Make sure if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, rate this thing 5 stars, give me up an algorithm. And any other audio platform, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Anchor, which helps me get my podcast heard on all these platforms, so on and so forth. Just share them out on all your social medias, because I know that you got them. Make sure you copy yourself some of that Woozilla merch. Make sure you sub up to the Woozilla Walkthroughs channel. And make sure you sub to my main channel at youtube.com/Woozilla. God damn it. I love y'all, and I'm going to holler at y'all in the next podcast. But until then, folks, I'm gone. Y'all have a good one.